And, but because it has evolved, and because we have gradually given it more and more responsibility, I think they've become confused, and really everyone has become confused in terms of exactly of what it is they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to do it. I've been really looking at all of the problems within the division since I've been here, and it is so complicated that the more that I learn, in a sense, the more confused I become about it. The value of having this type of a review is that it is an objective review, that it is outside of the department and it is looking in. And it's only by doing that and looking at the mistakes that are being made, looking at where the departments are not working together, looking at where the different rules and regulations the departments have are conflicting with each other, then I think that we can begin to take that system apart and put it back together. And yes, this is an expense, but I think it's an expense well worth it, and I urge the members to vote yes. Thank you.
Mr. Taylor?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Earlier in this session, the Foster Parents Association held a dinner that they invited, I think, every member of the body to. I was privileged to attend that dinner, and they brought a speaker from Massachusetts. The gentleman had served in the capacity of what would be similar to the commissioner of our Department of Health and Social Services in that state. During his tenure working with Governor Dukakis, they did some dramatic changes in that state. And he was reporting what they had done and how successful they had been. And I thought it was very interesting because he made two essential points. The first point was that we have to preserve the family and do everything we can to continue to preserve the family. The second was that we have to do something to provide jobs, to see that people get a job and are able to work and support and provide for their family. I thought this fellow had been reading my mail. I thought I was maybe at the wrong banquet, because these are the type comments that I would expect to hear at a different gathering than that. And yet I found uniform support around that room for his comments. He received overwhelming applause. Many people gathered afterwards to shake his hand and talk with him about how we might get on to such a program here. Instead of breaking up families, instead of providing incentives in a welfare system that destroys young people's lives by keeping them on a welfare roll when they want to get off of it, would love to get off of it. Instead of tying up and locking up resources, we should be providing for jobs. That's what he was telling us. We brought him all the way back east to tell us what we already knew right here at home. If this group can start getting that message home to these departments and to this administration, I support it wholeheartedly, and I ask all of you to do the same. Thank you.
My question.
Here's the question. Question before the House. Is shall committee substitute for House concurrent resolution number 15, finance, pass the House. Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Clerk take the roll.
33 yeas, 2 nays.
Three substitute for House concurrent resolution number 15, finance, passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There are three citations on today's calendar honoring the contribution of the Timberland Company to the Iditarod, honoring Gordon Wright, and in memoriam Helen Hickok. And I move and ask unanimous consent the citation to be approved.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the citations on today's calendars have been approved.
Thank you.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, there's also a citation that's been placed on all members' desks. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring the delegates to the 1989 Hokkaido-Alaska Conference on Northern Development be taken up as special order of business at this time.
Is there objection to taking up the citations as a special order of business? Hearing none.
I move that the citation be approved.
Is there objection to the adoption of the citations? Hearing no objection, these citations have been approved. Mr. Pettyjohn?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to give notice of reconsideration on my vote on HCR 15.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on HCR 15. Mr. Finkelstein?
Mr. Speaker, may we revert to introduction of guests?
Without objection, we're under introductions. Mr. Finkelstein?
I'd like to introduce Sheila Gaddis, one of our constituents from District 13. She's the head of the Alaska Parent and Youth Foundation, and please join me in welcoming her to the State House.
Is brings us to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the House? Mr. Gall?
Mr. Speaker, on my HES committee report for House Bill 185 relating to single-site schools, I signed no recommendation at this time. I'd like to ask unanimous consent. I'd be permitted to change my recommendation to do pass.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the recommendation will be changed. Is there other unfinished business? Mr. Lehman?
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to bring up reconsideration of House Bill 157 at this time.
House Bill 157 is before you in third reading on reconsideration. Mr. Gruenberg?
I'd like to call the House.
The House has been called. Is there discussion on the bill? Mr. Phillips?
Mr. Speaker, I would like the clerk to cite what 157 is.
Clerk, read the bill for the third time.
Committee substitute for House Bill 157, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee. An act making a special appropriation for grants related to the 1990 Arctic Winter Games and providing for an effective date. Excuse me, it's not State Affairs. It's Finance.
Is there discussion? We're going to have to wait for the call to be satisfied. So, other without objection, can we go to announcements? Are there announcements? Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Majority will meet in caucus and Speaker's chambers immediately following adjournment. The House Finance Committee will meet after caucus is finished.
Mr. Jacko?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There are three events occurring this evening that I'd like to bring to the body's attention in conjunction with the Hokkaido, Alaska Conference. There's a Native Foods Reception hosted by the Gold Belt Corporation from 4:30 to 7. From 6 to 7, there's a reception hosted by the Hokkaido delegation. And there's also a banquet tonight from 7 to 9, which will cost $20 to attend. These are all at the Centennial Hall, and I would like to encourage members to attend if they find a time.
Other announcements, Mr. Gall?
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. I just want to indicate that persons who have an interest in House Bill 238 regarding statutes of limitations on civil actions brought by victims of sexual abuse, we are considering that bill in judiciary under unfinished business, and it will probably come up for discussion either today or tomorrow, and I just wanted to notice the members.
Mr. Taylor?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to announce a Republican caucus tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, room 603 of the Court Building.
Other announcements? Without objection, can we go to special orders? Are there special orders? Mr. Foster?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like consent to speak on some money I just got.
Let the record show that Mr. Foster's holding a wad of greenbacks.
A lot of people throughout the world, and even here in Juneau, I've met some people downtown that think that Nome is the capital of Alaska. And in that regard, I got a letter today, and it's unsigned with no return address. I don't know who it's from, but it had this money in it, and it's postmarked Brooklyn, New York, and they're sending the money for the mess, and I'm not sure if they're referring to the oil. They wanted to clean up the mess. If they're referring to the oil or maybe the budget or just things in general, but I wanted to give it to the House for their own, however they can use it for the oil spill.
Thank you. I'll have to appoint a special committee of one at this time to determine the most appropriate location for those funds. Mr. Foster, you're the chairman of that committee. Mr. Pettyjohn?
We have it at ease, Mr. Speaker.
We're at ease. The question before the House is, the House, please come back to order. The call has been lifted. Are you ready to vote? Is there further discussion on House Bill number 157? The question before the House is, shall committee substitute for House Bill number 157, Finance, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Clerk, please take the roll.
31 yeas, 7 nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 157, Finance, has passed the House on reconsideration. Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move to ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on final passage be considered roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Is there objection to the effective date clause motion? Hearing no objection, that's been adopted. Are there other special orders? Mr. Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to draw the body's attention to House Concurrent Resolution number 31, which I introduced today.
Without objection, you have the floor, Mr. Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today I introduced House Concurrent Resolution number 31 that essentially calls for the state to determine how much the price of gasoline and heating fuels has increased since the Exxon Valdez grounding, and it directs the state to seek compensation from the oil companies for those price increases. It's my feelings that Alaska consumers should not have to pay to help an oil company recover its costs and losses that are connected with an oil spill in our state. A sponsored House concurrent resolution to set up an inquiry into how much the price of fuel has increased throughout the state since the oil spill, how much the increases can be attributed to that spill, how these increases are distributed among different types of fuel purchases, and how the increases are distributed among the consumers of the state. And after the inquiry, the state would determine whether consumers are entitled to compensation from the oil companies for the increases and what method would be used to obtain the and distribute the compensation. Mr. Speaker, the oil spill was an involuntary act, albeit a stupid one on the part of one master, and we're all going to be paying for many years. But these price increases are voluntary. And they're voluntary, apparently, depending upon the region. It's my understanding that the Northwest region is in a position to make the determination as to what the terminal price of fuel is going to be. In our particular case, it's up, up, and up, already on the highest prices, I think, probably in the nation. Certainly here in Juneau, we're really concerned about that. In addition to filing this bill, which tries to find out what has the effect been, who should pay for it, and how we can make it right to the consumers, I'm also drafting a personal letter, and I would encourage anyone who would like to sign it with me, to those decision makers, those marketing managers in the Northwestern as well as in the California region, who determine what the price will be on Alaska and ask for an immediate rollback, an immediate stoppage of these price increases and rolling it back to where it should be. I think that the public concern about fuel price increase is just about as emotional as the concerns that many people have for the oil spill itself. And that isn't the way it should be, but unfortunately many people see that in their hip pocket and they're really concerned about it. So I think this is a very legitimate action. I think it's one that we have to start taking some action on now, and I would urge you folks to join on with me, and let's get a strong letter down to the oil companies that if they want good public relations in the state of Alaska, they're going to have to deal fairly with the people of Alaska and get off the backs of the consumers. And so I just urge you to take a look at that legislation, and I'd like to have your co-sponsorship and your support. Thank you.
Mr. Lehman.
Mr. Speaker, I just want to draw the attention of Mr. Speaker, I request permission of the floor to speak on the subject of 90-day session.
Without objection, Mr. Lehman, you have the floor.
Mr. Speaker, I just want to draw the attention of the body to House Joint Resolution 46 that I introduced today, which calls for a 90-day limit on the session instead of the 121-day limit that we currently operate under. While I know that I've only been here for nearly 3 months or just slightly, 100 days I think it is today, I think that's 10 days longer than it should be for this year, and I'd certainly like to see us make this change. I think the reduction in cost to the state would be substantial, and I think more importantly it would make government more accessible to the average citizen. People would be able to leave their jobs, their businesses, or whatever they're doing for 90 days a lot easier than they can for 121 days. I invite each of you who are interested in this, and several of you have expressed interest already, to co-sponsor the legislation, and I'd like to see it get hearings and move through the body. Thank you.
Other special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
We're adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.